Welcome to Formation, friends. This is our weekly conversation for followers of Jesus. Kara Watts, Shannon Moore, my sidekicks.
Renee Hoke.
And we are thrilled to have you with us. We're spending some summer weeks just pondering parables and trying to make sense of tricky things that Jesus used to illustrate points. What's up with that? If you like Saturday Night Live, you know where that comes from. So I have not given this text to Shannon and to Kara in advance. They're going to see it just like you, because you are grabbing your Bible right now and turning to the Gospel of Mark so you can read along with us.
She did tell us it was in Mark, which is why our Bibles are open, but we don't know Mark what.
Mark chapter
Mark
4.
What? 4.
Oh. Verses 26 through 29, let me say that this is a parable that only appears in the Gospel of Mark.
Okay.
Making it perhaps a little bit more obscure. And you're going to hear three translations. We'll read NRSV, and then we'll read Contemporary English Version, and then the version called The Message. So we can kind of hear this parable told a couple of different ways. And then you're going to respond with what jumps out at you from that before we try to figure out what the heck it means.
All right.
Okay. Mark, which verses? Chapter 4, 26 through 29. I'll go first. Jesus also said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow, and he does not know how. The earth produces of itself first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come." Kara next with Contemporary English Version.
Again, Jesus said, "God's kingdom is like what happens when a farmer scatters seeds in a field. The farmer sleeps at night and is up and around during the day. Yet the seeds keep sprouting and growing, and he doesn't understand how. It is the ground that makes the seeds sprout and grow into plants that produce grain. Then when harvest season comes and the grain is ripe, the farmer cuts it with a sickle."
All right. And here is the Message, a paraphrase version of the Bible. This says, "Then Jesus said, 'God's kingdom is like seed thrown on a field by a man who then goes to bed and forgets about it. The seed sprouts and grows. He has no idea how it happens. The earth does it all without his help. First a green stem of grass, then a bud, then the ripened grain. When the grain is fully formed, he reaps. Harvest time!" With an exclamation point.
So let's scratch our head about what Jesus wants us to know from this story only found in the Gospel of Mark. And tell me what jumps out at you when you listen to these three verses, Kara.
To me, it's that the seed is in the ground and we don't know what's going on. And stuff is happening.
So it doesn't really call us to do anything, does it?
No.
Here's what it's not about us taking action.
Yeah, it's about a reminder that stuff's going on. Stuff is happening.
Yeah.
Doesn't it seem like a really bad farmer that doesn't understand that after he plants the seed? But he doesn't know why it is. Your translation didn't say farmer.
No, it just said a man who...
A clueless man who doesn't understand...
How does your start begin?
Let me see. Someone. It doesn't say farmer. It says someone scatters seed in the ground.
Okay.
And it comes up and they don't understand it.
And what has
Mine's
yours?
A farmer.
How does it start? Read it again.
"God's kingdom is like what happens when a farmer scatters seed in a field."
Okay. And this says God's kingdom is like the seed that is thrown. Yeah. On a field by a man who then goes to bed and forgets about it. What I like about it is, I mean, I think even the most experienced farmer, I mean, we don't really understand why it happens that when you plant something in dirt, that it then does what it does. I mean, to me, that is such a miraculous thing. It reminds me of the little butter bean in the milk carton thing we did in elementary school. And I remember coming in and just being amazed at how much they had grown and over the weekend. And
That's or sweet an potato
amazing thing.
That
yeah.
you can put in water and everything.
Yeah, and it roots. Yeah. And
so the miracle of the kingdom of God is what Jesus is talking about here.
Yeah, and we don't have to do anything. I mean, yeah. this farmer, the man did throw the seed, but I don't know.
But everything else
is out of his control.
Mm-hmm. Whether it rains or not.
Right.
Whether the seed is good or not, all of that. He doesn't have any control
yeah,
over that.
All of those things.
So how does this compare to the other parable about sowing seeds?
Are you speaking of the one just before this
the
where
the parable of the sower?
He throws mm-hmm. the seed and on different soil.
Yes.
And
tell us, just give us the cliff notes of that.
Well, you know, some of the seed goes, if I remember correctly, on fertile soil, and that some goes on rocks, some goes on shallow soil, some goes in the brambles and the bushes. That's another parable to make you scratch your head mm-hmm. because it's, you know, you really can't, a lot of people would say you can't change who a person is. I don't know.
Or like
where
the seed of the gospel comes.
Yeah. Right. I think this is a different thing than that.
I do yeah. too.
Even though they're very similar analogies, mm-hmm. I think there's a different thing. I think there's a freedom here to not have to worry, to not have to think we have to figure everything out, that there's an invitation to just trust God.
That right. we're not in control at mm-hmm. all.
As right. much as we want to be.
Right. And there's work for us to still do. I mean, the seed is planted, and then when, from my translation, then when harvest season comes and the grain is ripe, the farmer cuts it with a sickle. Like, there's still something to be done. It's not just hands off completely, but it's this patience of waiting. We do lots of planting and growing in children's ministry mm-hmm. because there is no better example of real faith and just unknown and waiting and patience and all of those things that we mm-hmm. talk about. And that makes, it makes me think of that, just this, you know.
Would y'all indulge me to tell a quick story that my
yes,
dad, that
please.
My dad used to tell?
Is it about seeds?
It is. And he had to plant some corn. For his dad told him to plant some corn, and when he finished planting the corn, he could go fishing. And so he wanted to go fishing. So he just dumped a bunch of the corn in the end of the field. And then as the spring wore on, this big clump of corn grew up at the end of the row. And dad used to always say, you know, your sins will find you out.
Right. Isn't that? That's his parable.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't.
There was a young man who dumped
all
of his seeds
at the
on
end
the side
of the
field.
I think that's interesting in light of
yeah,
that's really,
I think that's
a wonderful example of, you still have to pay attention to the yeah. planting of the seed and what the harvest is going to look like and why. Mm-hmm. And I had some tomato plants that I started growing last year. And I just became strangely, I could not wait to look at the plants from night until morning to see what mm-hmm. had happened overnight. Because things were happening and I had nothing to do with them at all whatsoever. And it had been years since I had, you know, actually had something that I was tending to in that way. And I just, yeah, it was fascinating.
So this makes, for both of you, a lot of sense
yeah.
in describing the kingdom of God this way.
Right.
So what does this particular parable say about the role of the church? Mm. Or maybe it doesn't say anything.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of times when churches want to micromanage people, want to mm-hmm. control people, and what if we just are the place where the seed is planted, and you know, and understand that God does the hard work. We don't have to make people do.
So in the right. Sunday school class with the children, or in 10-10 worship, where scripture is read and the word is proclaimed, or singing a hymn in traditional worship, seeds are being planted all mm-hmm. around us. Mm-hmm. And
you can still
and
tend,
we can give thanks for that.
Yeah,
but
and tend to the seeds as right. best we could. But I don't know, this farmer forgot about it. Says he goes to bed and forgets about it.
That is
yeah.
a bad farmer.
Yeah, this, well, and I also think there's this notion of we don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
You plant that seed, and or you think you're planting a seed, And some other successful. And some other seed is planted, yes. or some other conversation comes mm-hmm. about, or something
you can
else over is heard.
Cultivate.
Yes.
You can mess with a plant until it just. Yes.
So one of the sentences that I found in a commentary on the Gospel of Mark said, "The kingdom will grow, but it cannot be rushed, mm-hmm. and it cannot be forced."
Mm. Yep. I like that.
Yep.
The kingdom will grow mm-hmm. because that's God's work.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That even if we're knuckleheads, God's going to make sure that the kingdom grows.
Yeah.
And we can't rush it and we can't force it. We can't have three steps and your seeds will sprout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And being in awe of that, watching that happen. I mean, what a privilege
right.
to be alongside while mm-hmm. the kingdom is growing.
Yeah.
Knowing that it's not at all about us. It's about God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So do you like this parable?
I do. It gives me a little comfort.
Yeah.
Then there is the suggestion that when the sickle is brought up, that is a connection with judgment, judgment day,
mm-hmm.
right? The whole sheep and the goats and the wheat and the weeds and all of that. So there's a little judgy part at the end.
There is, but I don't know. Harvest is also such a... a good word. Does yours say harvest, or does it say?
Mine says harvest.
Okay.
When harvest season comes,
because the harvest
and the grain
has
is ripe.
Come.
To me, that's the grain is ripe.
So
that's the important part.
That seems like the finish line.
Right.
Yay!
And,
success.
Mm-hmm. And who doesn't? You know, that's what our Thanksgiving right. holiday is all about. Is this, mm-hmm. even though most of us don't plant and harvest in that same way anymore, this idea that you know we did the work. We reap the harvest, and right. then we're okay for the winter.
Yeah, and I also think that, I don't know a whole lot about farming, but from that grain comes the seeds for the next year. For the next planting. I mean, so for me, it's not a definite end time thing, but it's these things will harvest, and that will produce new seed that we can then mm-hmm. plant again.
Sort
that's
of like grandmothers,
thing.
When grandmothers bring their grandchildren to church.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Or read a Bible story or some other lesson.
Just
or teach them how to plant a tomato plant.
Absolutely.
My grandmother taught me to plant tomato plants every spring.
Yeah.
See, look how hopeful we are.
Mm-hmm.
After
like
scratch,
one.
Sometimes when you scratch your head over a confusing parable and you work a little bit, I always appreciate having a couple of people to discuss, because I think three heads together probably can get to what seems like a good application better than one person.
Well,
but let me also recommend different translations as mm-hmm. a way for you to hear it.
I think that's been very helpful today, for sure.
Were you about to say something?
Just that other people's perspectives are important, that you know, to hear what somebody else gets from a scripture reading can get us out of the weeds if we're
that's right.
particularly stuck in a...
Maybe sometimes even we're, especially I think where parables are concerned, we're overthinking it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So to keep it simple, and this is just three verses, but there's a lot in those
there's
three
a
verses.
A lot in these three verses.
And it's only in Mark.
Mm-hmm.
We're so glad you were part of this conversation with us. We'll be back in the Gospel of Mark again next week.
Oh, another clue.
One more clue.
Another clue from the Gospel of Mark. And we look forward to you being a part of that conversation. Have a great week.
Take care.